Hey everybody, I'm Doug.
And I'm Brooke.
And this is The Bottom Line. We love you guys.
We do.
What do we got?
Well, this episode today is brought to you by Marine Data Solutions and Salty Rags Crew Apparel.
Marine Data Solutions and Salty Rags Crew Apparel. The good guys. Tell them you saw them on the show and they'll give you a discount. Maybe they can give you stuff for free. They probably won't. No.
No.
No, no free. So listen, gang, we just got back from charter.
Yes.
And we're just going back out on charter.
Turning and burning.
Yeah, so we're going to actually play the very first Bottom Line episode.
A year ago.
Oh, my God. Wait till you see it. The camera's shaking. There's no microphones. My 16-year-old son was doing the filming.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of crazy. So we're going to let you watch that, the very first episode of The Bottom Line. We'll be back next week with a regular episode. By the way, did you hear that the Suez Canal got clogged up?
I did. Yes.
Big boat went this way. It's fixed now. I had nothing to do with that.
Of course not.
No, absolutely nothing.
No.
Hi, everybody. My name's Doug, and this is my assistant, Carrie.
Hi.
The coronavirus has been giving everybody a lot of grief lately, so we just decided to take the time to answer the thousands of questions that crew have been sending me, you know, as captain, because I have time. So we're going to take a couple of minutes and answer some of them. Carrie, what's the first question?
Ed's question is, what is port and starboard?
Oh, okay. Port and starboard. That's a good thing. See, this is a boat. All right? So the left side of the boat is the port side. And the right side of the boat is the starboard side. Now, if I was coming towards the boat, this would be the port side, and this would be the starboard side. Does that answer your question?
Sure.
Okay. Next question.
Why do you need an anchor?
Okay. Everybody's seen the yachts, and they have two or more anchors. On a typical charter, 7-day charter, you're going to anchor twice. So you need two anchors. You put the first anchor down, and when you're done, you leave it there. And then the second time you anchor, you have one more anchor. Now, the very active charter boats have three anchors. That means they've anchored three times that week. How's that? Is that good?
That sounds expensive.
Boats are very expensive.
Why are girls bad luck on boats?
Okay. In old times, having a woman on a boat was very bad luck. And there are certain classes. First of all, if you had a redhead on board, the captain is required to let the redhead go on board first, and then he can board the boat. Now, obviously we have a lot of women on the boat, so it's not followed too much, but the only surefire way you can make sure that the women are good luck on board is if they're naked. Now, I'm sure you've seen the cruise ship or the sailing ships where they have the figureheads up on the bow of the boat and they're obviously don't have any clothes on. That's because literally good luck to have naked girls on the boat. Now, Carrie's gonna demonstrate for us.
Demonstrate what?
Getting naked on a... No?
Yeah. No. Where's the boat?
Oh. Okay, next question.
This is the most important question. What does a captain really do all day?
Okay, that's a good question.
One word.
First of all, I want to bring up the point that nobody sponsored us. I'm not trying to send anybody any, you know, strange messages or anything like that. But, okay, what does a captain do all day? When you become a yacht captain... When you become a yacht captain, all right, you join with the highest of the high. Think of Captain Bligh. Think of the captain of the Titanic. We automatically go to that level. So when you say, what does my yacht captain do all day? Well, especially charter boats, you have to be ready at a moment's notice. You have to be ready at an absolute moment's notice. So rest is very important. Also, making connections. Golf comes into play there. The more you play golf, the more people you're going to meet, the more charters you're going to get. And lastly, you know, it's an important role as a captain to keep your energy in ready reserve. If you were running around the boat all day doing stuff, you know, you wouldn't be ready if you had to get underway at midnight in the middle of a storm.
That's what your crew's for.
That's what the crew's for. So I hope that answers the questions. That's really all the time we have, but... Thank you. Thank Carrie.
Let's go find that boat so I can get naked.